just wonderful. Yes, yeah, so we put them away.
Okay.
Hey, Wanda. How are things?
Where did Adrian go? Adrian.
We're searching. Oh, there you are. Where's 19?
She's going to be running a little late. She's already on her way, so I'm just going to go ahead and start it. She said to go ahead. Okay, I call this special meeting of the Board of Trustees. The date is February 25th, 2013, and the time is 6:14. Carlos, can you take roll?
Mr. Coronado?
Here.
Mrs. Gonzalez? Mr. Medina?
Here.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
Here.
And that will take us.
Ms. Quintana Ms. Gonzalez did call, she's running a little bit late.
Yes. So she should be showing up shortly. And that will take us to the first agenda item, which is?
Item 2A, discussion and possible action regarding resolution opposing University Medical Center's use of notes of obligation. Ms. Searles?
Thank you. It was brought to my attention by reading the newspaper only last weekend that last Tuesday there would be a public meeting at our high school about the University Medical Center's desire to sell $162 million worth of notes of obligation, bonds, without voter approval. And it is to build three clinics in El Paso, actually to build, I think, one, fix up maybe another one, and the rest of the money to be used to fix up the their present facility. It's not so much that I have a problem with the what. What I have a problem with is the how. I do not believe in notes of obligation. I think that, you know, if you've got something good enough, you ought to take it to the voters. And when I spoke to Mr. Valente, he kept pressing me that, well, he had to do this right now because Governor Perry was about to give him a, and I get the two words mixed up,
Medicare expansion.
Medicare waiver. Governor Perry didn't get, he didn't take it. So there is no incredible urgency. He could take this to the voters. He could get voter approval. And what I asked for was that we write a resolution, and I think we each have one in our hand. Hi, Mrs. Gonzalez.
Hello.
And I think it's a really good resolution. And it's not stepping on anyone's toes, not getting anybody's way. It's just stating that using notes of obligation is really not a very democratic way to do things. And I guess with that, do you want me to read it out loud or anything, Steve?
But you want to give us some time, and then if and then we'll look at reading it out loud. Yeah, loud.
I
Does anybody have any questions, or Steve, do you want to chime in on anything? Or?
President Rodriguez, members of the board, and Ms. Brigham, these points were taken from the notes of our last meeting. We had some suggestions on what you might want to see in them. We just took it in and wrote what you have there in front of you. We're certainly willing to edit it if you have any suggestions that you'd like to make, or additions or deletions from the resolution as proposed.
Does anybody have any questions? No? Mr. Coronado?
I agree with the sentiment of the resolution. I think part of the issue here is not that I don't agree with them building clinics. Part of the issue that I have with it is where they're planning to build this clinic is very close to, you know, I heard Mr. Valenti say that it was in Panotillo. It's not in Canutillo, it's in the Canutillo, close to the Canutillo district, independent school district, but not in the town of Canutillo. He made it seem like it was in Canutillo, so that it can have easy access to the outer ring. I don't think that does it. I think if he's going to make it for people with access to Canutillo, it should be in the Canutillo and Vinton area. This is supposed to be over close to the government employees credit union, or close by there, within a half a mile of there, which is close to where our school's going to be. Clearly right in the forefront of the development in that area up there, but not in the outer areas where really I think that's where the need is. I don't have problems with what they're trying to do. I do have a problem with them issuing these certificates of obligation. Actually, I have a problem with their board. You know, and the problem I have with the board is that they have a higher budget than the entire county government, and they are not elected. And I see that as a problem. So, I know that's beyond the scope of this resolution, but talk about accountability-wise, I think it's not just on the ground of issuing these certificates of obligation, but I think it's, you know, something this magnitude should go to the voters, and I think the entire board should be elected, and I think, you know, commissioners' court should take a look at that. There's no reason why an entity that has close to $500 million budget should not have an elected body directing those expenditures. But
Mr. President, I've got something that I might have left out. It's $162 million that they will encumber upon the residents. That's a lot of money. I know that we've never had a bond issue for that much. Probably all the ones we've ever had together never equaled that much.
It's not the amount. It's the fact that something of this magnitude should go to the voters for approval.
But it's not, but I guess what I'm saying, it's not like it's, well, you know, it's $400,000. We need to just fix up something, and we need to do it real quickly, and, you know, we'll have that paid off in a year or two. This is long term.
It's not something that's an emergency issue either. This has probably been in the plan for some time, and I really think it should have gone to the voters. Personally.
Did you want to address anything when it comes to the underserved areas? In other words, should we address that at another meeting? In other words, they should look at the underserved area to address the medical needs when it comes to, if that's what the overall, and that's what the overall goal of the UMC is.
Exactly.
Should we address that now or later? The other thing I just want to look at on the second, whereas the Board of Trustees believes financial integrity and accountability to voters should remain at the forefront of local government services. And I don't know, I want to address them because I do believe you should be able to use certificates of obligations when it comes to either some type of emergency or something minimal, but when this has been planned for years, it has to go to voters, but something that addresses, like, in other words, if some type of emergency, it's okay. I would not like to for it to come back and say, well, you're completely against all of them. I think some are reasonable, but I just want to put, unless, I don't know, Steve, what type of legal?
It really is just a language and form issue. I actually think if you want to address that, it would be better to do it in the third paragraph where it says, whereas the use of certificates of obligation moves from the voters of the jurisdiction the ability to review and vote on financial obligations, likely to impact services and quality of life issues. We could easily revise that to say something like, whereas the use of certificates of obligations in situations that are not an emergency, in situations where additional time is available for voters to review them. Some language, if you want to address the timing issue,
or both,
it's better there.
I think
both, if it's not an emergency or additional time, or something time sensitive. What do you all think?
Chair, Mr. I was also in attendance at that meeting, and the actual location, Mr. Coronado, is on Desert Boulevard, just south of the Leviton factory.
That's
it's literally across a catty corner from the high school. It's going to be on South Desert Boulevard. 50,000 square foot. The bond itself
is going to be closer
on the other side of the freeway.
Okay. Just on the other side.
Not on our side.
And the $162 million is really for two full clinics, one in Far East, one in West Side, or West El Paso, and building of an emergency room at the Northeast facility. And then the rest is for renovation of their existing building. And after asking him why not separate the two and go to voters, he says, well, let's agree to disagree. So he was very nonchalant about even asking for part of it, because they're only selling this as new medical centers and not talking about the renovation, which is a bulk of the cost.
Of the cost.
Exactly.
So. Well, it still seemed even if it's between kind of DOA and I guess Artcraft, I see, you know, it's a little bit better access, but I think it should be really on the other side of TransBaptist. They really want to have
an impact.
Who don't have general access to that up in those, you know, furthermost areas. You know, it's better clearly than having to go down to Thomason or University Medical, but clearly, you know, they ought to have thought it a little bit more and have it put, I think, somewhere out in the areas. And the other one planned in the Vapors area?
No, I believe it's off of Montana.
Montana?
Mm-hmm.
For Montana Vista?
Mm-hmm. Okay. The real concern is they bought the property over 4 years ago. So they have been planning it there for quite a while.
Yes, they've been planning it, and all of a sudden it's a time-sensitive issue.
Exactly.
Precisely, and we were never brought to the table, ever. Nor was the village of Vinton, ever. I mean, it was new. Am I correct? It was news to all of us. Not a one of us has heard it. We've all been in some form or fashion sitting here for quite some time. The very people that they're going to serve, they decided without any input.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate. And I think clearly why the people need representatives on that University Medical Center board, mm-hmm. that are elected and directly responsible to the people of the community of El Paso.
Can just my thoughts, I mean, I won't give my personal thoughts, but I'll give my thoughts as a district for, you know, for any governmental entity. You know, I understand if it's an emergency to use certificates of obligation, but to not inform the community and educate the community on the amount of money that's actually being sold has unintended consequences, whether it's to our district. Hopefully it doesn't have those consequences to our district by not educating them, because they're not letting them know, hey, this tax increase is because of this. And we're a growing district, and the concerns that I have is we're going to continue to have to pass bond issues throughout the years, and in the very near future, another one is coming up, and if they're not educated and use a certificate of obligation for $162 million when it's not an emergency, I see that as an issue. And so I think we'll have to address this first and see how it goes. But from my understanding, it's pretty much a done deal. But anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
My understanding is that the county commissioners will vote on it tomorrow, and I'd like for this to be delivered, that they could at least read it into the record, do something to show that, you know, we care, and we care about the constituents that we serve.
On that vote issue, I know Ms. Ravelis and I were speaking about it with Ms. Rodriguez before the media started. I don't know where we stand on.
I was reading media coverage of this, a meeting that the county commissioners had today, earlier today, and media coverage seems to indicate that the vote will happen in late March or early April, but I will double check that right now and come back.
Because he told me face-to-face that it would be Tuesday.
This week.
Mm-hmm.
It might be a UMC vote.
No, he said commissioners would vote.
Commissioners, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me double check on that. No, I'll come right back.
Okay.
We can certainly prepare and have it delivered in the morning. That's not going to be an issue.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? No? Can I get a motion?
Sure.
And wait, before that, can we look at the adjustments?
Yeah, the adjustment that I think we would make would be a paragraph, the third whereas. It would be, whereas the use of certificates of obligation in situations where no emergency is presented and when additional time is available, it removes from the voters of a jurisdiction the ability to review and vote on financial obligations likely to impact services and quality of life issues. We'll add a clause in there to address the emergency and the time-sensitive issue. As long as you approve it with those changes, we can revise it, and then we will need Mr. Rodriguez and Ms. Mendoza to sign it in the morning at some time before it's delivered over to Commissioner's Court. They meet at 9.
Actually, they meet on Monday. They met today.
If there's a vote tomorrow, they have to be meeting.
So we need to get that clarified. Is Gustavo?
He's checking if you went.
Yes, Brigham, could someone type that up this evening while we're here? Is there anybody who's capable? And that way, Mr. Rodriguez and Ms. Mendoza wouldn't have to come back tomorrow.
Did you have it on a Word document?
I emailed it to Annette. We have it.
Okay,
Antonio.
Then I can add that phrase.
Okay. So I guess when we go into executive session, we could just add that.
With that, I move to adopt the resolution with the amendment as read by Mr. Blanco, opposing the University Medical Center's use of notes of obligation.
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second. If hearing no discussion, Carlos, can we pull the board?
Mr. Coronado?
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Mendoza?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searles?
Yes. Mr. Chair, I would also like to see us, Mr. Ravelis is gone now, but I think we should have a press release on this that, you know, our constituents know we care about them. We're here for them. We're standing up for them. Mm-hmm. And that we take their finances seriously.
Okay. Is that okay with the board?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Then we won't need anything on that, but that could take us to next agenda item.
Item 2B, discussion and possible action regarding the grading and elevation of the southern portion of the pre-K property, football field.
Good evening. So as you know, one of the largest components of the pre-K through 8 project has been the earthwork. And so recently, CDA has turned in their 25% construction documents and has been very faithful in their time commitment with us. And we wanted to talk or get your opinion briefly on one aspect of the grading. It's so significant, in fact, that we have the entire team here to weigh in on it and to join us this evening. So in grading drawings that you you can see here, each line...
Do we have copies of that?
Yeah, I do have a copy of that.
The blown-up section of it.
Each line represents a one-foot drop in elevation. Okay? So when you look at this field here, you can see how it's slowly shedding water in this direction, right? So all the northern part of the site works well. And then what we want to be more observant of are the areas that have a quickly drop elevation or rise in elevation. So we had discussions in this area right here, this corner, and they're going to put a retaining wall there, and we're going to basically just finish that. Or, for example, this area here, and it's going to be, instead of being so steep, lessened, right? Anytime that it's really steep, we worry about erosion control and all those kinds of things, right? So that brings us to the football field, and you can see we have all of these areas here with relatively steep grading. So the first thing I'd like to call to your attention is to keep in mind that right now this field is proposed as being rough graded. That means not irrigation or grass, okay? To make you all aware of that. But the second thing I wanted to bring to your attention is the football field. I think we've been working with an assumption that because of the nature of the site, as you walk from the building, then you drop to the second floor, and then you drop again to the football field, right? That may not necessarily be, the elevation of the football field at a lower level may not necessarily be the cheapest way to use the elevation of the field. Because what that ended up happening was sinking it slightly. So then if you could look at your elevation of the one that the civil engineer provided here, okay, you can see here, you can see how it sloughs off in A, how it sloughs down on the track. Slowly up on this side, right? On this side. Like they're cutting through the track like this, right? So our concern is that all of this is rough graded. In other words, it's sand or it's dirt. So when it's windy and you're in the football game, you're just going to get hit with sand. But we're also concerned about it from a maintenance standpoint. We're going to build this track and then water's going to fall down and, you know, it's going to erode. So how are we going to stabilize or treat that? Because I don't want you guys to be, like, surprised when you go to the first football game, like, oh, wow, you know? So in order to prevent that, one of the things that we can do is we can raise the field, okay? But that means now that you don't have, like, you go down on these bleachers, right? There was originally a retaining wall. And behind the retaining wall, there was the bleachers. If you raise it, you wouldn't be able to do that anymore. We also had this detail, I don't know if you remember this. It's kind of like what you have at Canutillo High School now. You have a retaining wall and you have like a riprap. But with this, which is more expensive, right? So what we're concerned about is to bring these things to your attention. One, there's areas such as the corner of the field, like what's west of the football field that's ungraded. There's an area that's ungraded and the play field. There's two big areas that there's no finished product, you could say. Then the other thing we want to call to your attention is these slopes and how they'll be treated around. And third, to ask you if, and this is our big question, if we could raise the football field. And I don't know if to an elevation that's probably about equal to the lower level of the school. So,
I have now, one question.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
What if when we do, let's do stadium seating on the side of it, would it be better, sort of like how we have the current high school? I mean, not as big, but wouldn't it, what's the cost-benefit analysis of us doing it that way in case we were to put the bleachers on the side of it? On the slope.
What do you mean, like a concrete wall?
Like a concrete, either stadium or bleachers, whatever the bleachers would be on that slope.
Well, that's currently what you're showing here. In fact, in order to do that, like the high school to go and then go down, we are unnaturally depressing that area. In other words, the land doesn't naturally go down. Like, we're taking it even further to achieve that. It would be easier for us just to leave it flush, you could say, with the bottom story of the building.
On that slope, let's say if we were to put seating, how many seating could we put on that slope is a question. Do y'all, what?
Well, I know you can have between 1,200 to 1,500 seating.
And does that work on the slope, or is that just, we're gonna put, I mean.
Right now it's recessed 7 feet in order to meet that requirement.
So the slope is actually 7 feet?
Yeah, the difference.
In other words, from the lower level, in order to achieve that seating, it goes down 7 feet to get to the level of the football field. And which means that when you go down 7 feet, they have to like dig out a bowl, kind of, you know, to be able to achieve that.
But have we done, Oscar, have we done a cost-benefit analysis of what?
I'm misunderstanding now.
No.
Yeah, that's the purpose of the meeting. Is that right now we're in there with aluminum bleachers at about 140 grand, and to do any more dirt work, you know, we're probably going to add like $50,000 to our dirt work, and then probably double the price to go with concrete. So we're probably talking in the range of about $200,000 just to get the feel of a recessed football field. So we're here trying to convince you that let's just put it at street level, put some aluminum bleachers like we had in the original budget, and leave it alone. And that's really the whole purpose of the drawing and the conversation, is to leave it closer to, what's the name of the street that's on the bottom?
Paseo del Norte.
So as you're driving up Paseo del Norte, your football feels very close to the grade instead of being cut down. What we want to accomplish from a cost perspective.
Mr. Venegas, would we use our own dirt?
That's another issue too, is it would be a more of a balanced site. Need to either take away dirt in the case of lowering it further, or having to haul in dirt, you know, just kind of balance the site.
But that giant mountain of dirt that we have—that's
what you're. That's basically what we're cutting down to put the football field in.
So would that be the fill?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be. That would be as you like you drive down the street, you would just see a level plain.
Mm-hmm. But we wouldn't have to buy all new dirt. We'd just push our own dirt in there.
Yeah, in fact, the way it is now, to get the football field, you're pushing all this dirt. So right next to the park, you have this big pile of dirt that goes down in order to achieve the football field. So we're just saying, hey, just level it out. You know, that way you won't have this pile of, you know, it'll be more balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Cornar?
Okay, right now we have it at the level of the field would go with the recessed, in other words, with a double elevation, two elevations from the stands to the field itself. It's currently in that state. And the issue that we want to make it one elevation is that we...
To give you the concrete seating, they were even considering going down another 2 feet even lower.
Okay, in other words, the way it is right now, we can't do it. We need to take out 2 more feet.
Well, there's two things. The way it is now, there's a retaining wall, and then there's bleachers.
Right.
So there's the more expensive option, and there's a cheaper option. To go from the way it is priced now to the concrete kind of thing you have at Penateo High School, that's that much more than what's currently there. My problem with what's currently there, though, which we could keep, is really the fact that it's not maintenance-friendly. The fact that the site, because the site is unbalanced, you have this dirt sloughing in.
Let me ask some questions. The way it is now in terms of the alternate for the bleachers is not concrete?
No, it's always been aluminum seating. At our last or previous board meeting, we were going to get you a price for
concrete. Okay.
And so when we started talking about that between the consultants and ourselves, they wanted to lower the football field even 2 feet lower than what you see here.
To accomplish the concrete seating, right?
Right.
And that's when I said, oh my God.
Call a meeting.
What would the cost be of taking the 2 extra feet away?
My rough guess right now is probably about another $50,000.
Okay.
And then that's not including retaining walls, because I have to hold the dirt up on the side that you see here.
Retaining walls on the side of the field, like we have at the Kern High School, where we're
right,
retaining, and then we have rock, not riprap, but it's basically rock, right? It's elevated up.
And I have to find a place to throw away all of this dirt.
Okay. And, okay, what if we were to do the concrete recess of the concrete bleachers there at this current elevation? Why wouldn't we be able to do that?
We could do it at the current elevation, but we don't resolve our 2N problems.
Why not resolve the 2N problem by extending the bleachers instead of doing rock retaining while then you extend the
end
bleachers
zone
all the way around?
End zone seating.
Yeah.
Well, let's make it not zone seating, but at the end zones, let's make it a rock, either retaining wall or riprap.
In fact, the other thing that came up, and I don't know if you like this, but the architect just mentioned this, and we discussed it a little bit in our meeting, is to put a rock wall adjacent to the track.
On which side?
Instead of putting it up against the berm, but to bring it down to the boulder of the track.
It's a few feet away.
A few feet away from the
berm. You know, kind of like Hanfield High School.
Chair, I have a question.
I'd rather spend the extra $50,000 on extra seating all the way around, even though it's at a lower height.
But that's only for the dirt work.
That to just get the dirt work out. No, I understand that, but if I'm going to spend
long
money,
term.
I'd rather get something for it.
Long term. It's a better.
I have a question.
Let me, Mr. Coronado, did.
Yeah.
Was your question addressed?
Yeah.
And then Mr. Medina, and then I'll go.
Okay.
Mr. Vernakes, I have a question for you. As I'm reading this, what was handed to us right here, what we're talking about is we're essentially digging out a bowl from north to south, east to west. And we have and if I'm reading this right, please correct me if I'm not, 17-foot wall on the eastern section.
At least a carvel, let's say, at this point.
17 foot on one side. And on the other side, the slope would be very similar. Well, not the overall height, but the slope would be a little further up.
This slope on the left side on section A, we find to be unacceptable unless there's erosion control or something.
Well, that's the question I'm leading to. What sort of drainage are we going to have to make for this bowl? Because it seems from your terrain map here that we're essentially just putting all of this space down with nothing to draw any water out. And as we all know, when we do get rain, it's going to collect there, and God forbid there be a track tournament the very next day because they won't be able to run through this water. So,
that's what we need today.
I'm understanding this correct.
Drawings, we received these drawings, and that's why we're bringing this today because, you know, we think that's important.
And the street access to the south, It's also a climb up, what I'm understanding. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wow. That's all I have.
Ms. Searles?
The biggest problem I'm hearing is the dirt blowing. And what Mr. Rodriguez said is really what I would like to see. If Ms. Matthews, you couldn't bring us back, here's what happened if we level it out. You know, here are the characteristics of what that's going to look like, and here's the cost of what that's going to be, and here are the characteristics of if we dig it out, and the cost of what that will look like. And possibly, is there a middle of the road where we won't quite dig it out that much?
Well, and
with that in mind, I drove past Chapin Stadium a couple of weeks ago, and their bleachers are not like this. They're more like this. They're very... yes, exactly, that's the word. At a very gradual, I mean, would that help us some to have it at a more gradual...
By my...
Yeah, sure.
I did a simple sketch. I only brought 3 copies.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I was told not to bring any.
On the second page, maybe that would help. That's the section.
So that cross section.
Through the side. If you start from the left, on the second page, should you guys look at it? If you start from Northern Pass Drive, we actually building 6 feet from that point up for the building, for the first level of the street. Mm-hmm. Then from that point, we're coming down 14 feet to where we have the lower floor level.
We have to put a wall.
If you follow that line, you see what I call the pictures, where we go down 7 feet to meet the track and field football. And then to the right of that portion, where it is Paseo, the Norte Boulevard, we're looking at a retaining wall about 10 feet of concrete. And that's kind of the concern that we have in terms of cost, that you can have that similar to what you have at Canopy. And if that's the case, then you all are okay with it, we can proceed, but we wanted to bring it to you guys so everybody's on the same page. And then on the first page, it gives you a highlighted pink line where it shows you where kind of the retaining wall might start from zero all the way to about 10 feet difference, and then come back to zero.
Question, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
After looking at your drawing and looking at the original one, so does that mean the drainage isn't really stuck inside that bowl? It will actually go westbound against the fence line towards the drainage?
Obviously, we're going to have to address it, but it might become a maintenance problem also, like Jennifer mentioned. But yeah, we're going to address it because it gets all tight in there and the difference in elevation.
Yeah, the 10-foot drop, I understand that. What sort of maintenance issues again?
Well, I don't know what you guys are looking at, but
the track itself, I mean, with this, if we were to move
it. Yeah, with water and dirt runoff.
Water and dirt, keeping it clean, essentially?
Actually, you want to give a little detail?
Yeah, you were there.
Even the town of Vinton did something like that where it allows that, you know, that type of thing, and it does.
It's back on the sheriff's substation, and they did like a little amphitheater at the park, and then it else, and there's an amphitheater, and it's
concrete.
Got like. It's steps made out of, right now, it doesn't even have concrete, really, does it? Very little?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was like a retaining.
With like dirt, just.
But it did have a good
look. But it goes up from where the sheriff's substation is all the way down. And it's seating so that they could use it in the summer.
The other thing on the other side, the security, that would be.
That'd be great. Issue.
Because nobody's going to jump from
10 feet. Yes, Mr. Spinney.
What we're saying is doable, just it's going to be cost.
So we're talking about another $250,000, is what I'm understanding?
What I want to interject here is that the civil engineer is the one that's going to suffer the most, because he's already done all of his calculations and all of his contours based on the first drawing that we gave him. And he, you know, we even discussed just sliding the football field down this way. But really, he should be compensated for having to redraw these different items so that I could price them correctly. And I just wanted to bring that up. But I know Hugo's a generous guy. He'll give any drawings you want. I'm a generous guy. I'll estimate anything you want. But as it flows down, you know, he's got other projects that he's got to do with it. This is kind of major from a civil engineering standpoint.
Yeah, it's like a redesign.
Why not move it over, just like you just said?
It's an option. You can price all of these options.
Move it over.
Slide it down.
To the west?
Yeah, just kind of to the west.
Closer to the park.
Would it be?
To the soccer field. Why don't we swap it with the soccer field? What's the difference of swapping it with the open space soccer field?
We don't have one.
What's that? It's got to be on the middle school side?
Well,
I mean, it's an open
field.
Sorry.
Would that solve the issue, though?
It would help quite a bit.
If we just moved it?
If we moved it to
closer
the soccer
to the,
field?
To the park area.
Move it down.
And if
so
we
north
do that,
of the park?
Do we get rid of the soccer field, or can we put it where
it is? Well, it used to be the baseball field.
I thought it was
going to
be talking about it right here.
When looking at this, where is the park?
You know that corner that goes
right here?
It'll
that
chunk out.
It's building up.
Right.
You're suggesting moving it west towards the park, or putting it where the empty space is?
That would help quite a bit.
You're talking about moving it to here?
Yes.
But that's where the baseball park is.
That's what we in case in the future you guys want to do a baseball field.
Yeah, you're right, Mr. Coronado. Yeah.
What was that, Mr. Coronado?
This corner here.
That's
was
a baseball.
The baseball field.
Or
and
shot
if we
part.
Do the same thing, and if we move it over this way and put the baseball field on the other side, we get the same thing.
Yeah,
but
the
baseball
problem.
Field can have
it's the same problem.
Bleachers.
The reason you would want to move it.
Yeah, aluminum bleachers.
Yeah.
The reason you want to move it is because you want to create a gradual slope on the opposite side where you have the problem. Mm. With grading.
So is there a middle ground that make it not too deep, not too flat?
Well, if we don't make it too deep, we reduce the number of seating area.
But can we stretch the area out?
It's already stretched.
It's already stretched?
Yeah, quite a bit. Almost.
To the end zone, sir?
It's end zone to end zone.
And then when you have the end zone, so it's another
year to wrap around like that. Can we wrap it around? Like a bowl? Like sort of El Paso? Like a, you know?
Symbol?
We can.
Right now it's 7 feet.
Right now it's 7 feet, and you can have about 1,200 seats.
I think that's good enough. I mean, it's a middle school. It's not a.
Yeah. It's not a high school.
The whole thing. I have ever since I've been on the board, all we've been talking about is subsidence at the track, at the football field, at the football field. I don't want to see that happen. You know, that in 5 years it decides it's going to rain again, and, oh, gee, the football field.
It's at the baseball field.
It's over, you know, in the park now. We have problems. Long range is really important, and that we're not sitting here in 5 years going, oh, sorry.
That's why we want to bring it up.
So does the civil engineer have a recommendation?
Yes. Bring your expertise.
He's going to be generous.
The civil engineer.
Make up your mind. Yeah.
Sliding is a good idea. Raise it up.
Can you state your name for the record?
Jorge Garcia with SiteWork Engineering. Yeah. This whole campus has an excess of dirt. You have a mountain there. And you're putting the, you're dropping the grade exactly where the mountain is. So you're going to have excavate and get rid of that dirt at an extra price. So if you can raise it,
how much dirt do we have to take out now the way it stands? If we leave it like 7 feet, do we still have to take some dirt out?
Aggies?
How much?
Can we do a football mound?
We could also do concrete bleachers and give that the same kind of feeling. Like if they were just to grade it so that the site is level, and then. And depending where that is, if it's a few feet below or whatever, you could start out with the concrete, and then you could form the bleachers out of concrete. Like, you know, just raise them up and make it like a, you know, like a structure. I mean,
talking like NMSU?
Oh, well, I don't know.
It's about, she's talking about being,
yeah,
the structure being
words,
about,
you know,
so when you're walking
yeah,
out.
Yeah, like NMSU. That's
right. So you would have the bleachers like this, and then it would go up a little more.
Right, exactly. As you're approaching the football field, and if you see the back of the bleachers, now since it's monolithic, you could see like a wall, right? Maybe that's the place where you put your veterans memorial, whatever, and then you break through. Yeah, I mean, take advantage of it, you know?
It's
and then, you know,
idea.
You go through and, you know, it goes down slightly a little bit, but you have that concrete bleacher field, you have that wall.
You mean just slightly, you're talking maybe leave 3 or 4 feet, half of it, and put some of this dirt in there and not fill it back up, and then do a halfway
right.
wall, that part of it is going to be actually
right.
retain the bleachers in ground, and so some of the bleachers will actually be against a
yeah.
wall, and the other wall will be actually exposed. Half of the wall would be exposed. Is that what I'm
so we're talking about
hearing?
Instead of 7 feet, we
3 or 4 feet.
3 feet.
Well, what we would do is we would let Jorge dictate. Like when he balances the site, you know, if he takes that pile of dirt, you know, and you could tell us, hey. You know what, it would make sense just to make it a couple feet, or it would make sense just to make it flat, or, you know, whatever. And then we do that, and you would still get that concrete bleacher fill, but it would be a structure that would adjust to what would the site would naturally, you know.
Would it be aesthetically pleasing, Hugo?
I think it'd be nice. I mean, there's some that bleachers go up too high. I think that would be too much, but 4 feet where you're looking, the wall is so high, I think it's acceptable.
Because they're middle school kids, they're not high school.
Correct.
What is the cost, if we leave it at 7 feet, what is the cost of removing the dirt we need to remove now?
We do it like this.
Any time. Idea?
That's in the original budget. This hasn't really changed from day one.
Right.
So the only thing that was changing was trying to get some
lower. So right now we can leave the 7 feet as is.
It'd be okay.
And it's within budget. However, it would need additional money to solve the erosion control issues that it causes at the perimeter. Those are not in the base. Those are not in our.
Once we get to the what's the civil engineers report, what they call the cross sections that you're seeing here.
Right.
Then we discover we had some other issues as far as.
Well,
it's
going to be just the erosion and grading.
Not the chair. You're going to have to put a retaining.
Water, yeah, like
a few years of bleachers.
The concrete bleachers and the field.
No, down here at the.
What if you?
Water running off of like the hills at the sides.
What if you were to do like 3/4 of the thing? If you were to start from here all the way to here, and do. Bleachers at a lower level where you don't have, maybe you could go up 2 feet, but not 4 feet. Do you get what I'm saying?
That's kind of what we mentioned right now.
Sort of like a 3/4 bowl work.
We might not be able to do it at the insole because of the difference in elevations, but we can do 3/4.
Because it sort of works as a retaining wall as well.
Right.
And it helps
so
with
it's
maintenance if it's.
There, so it might be a little bit more difficult.
Not all the way to over here, but just where you can to that level, you can minimize it, and that way.
Yeah, there's obviously different options that we can do. We just want to make sure you guys understand there's what's happening in terms of retaining and drainage concerns that we will address no matter what.
How do we solve the draining issue of the water in collecting in the bowl?
underground stormwater system. Pipes.
But that's currently not in the price.
Oh, geez.
Like, once you create the bolt, there's the stormwater, then you need, like, landscaping, like, retaining walls, I mean.
That's why we wanted to lift it up kind of towards street level, at least my opinion, and give it a slight.
Slight grade towards the street. Let the city handle with the water. I'm all for that.
Actually, there's a drain that.
Yeah, I saw.
That's kind of what I was speaking to when we saw that, is direct any, if we were going to be below street level, to direct it towards that and the possibility of connecting to that. But again, we go to underground piping to capture that and to pull away.
That drop in was about 8 foot deep.
I don't think we can avoid doing underground, at least a portion of it.
Portion of it?
Yes.
Yeah, there's the drain right there. So if we slid it over,
less pipe.
You use that, the city's drain, and maybe even tell them they need a second one.
We lose the softball field?
On that, the drainage is already determined for this parcel. Yeah. By the city. They already told us where to drain this lot. And we're supposed to drain it on a particular corner of against the park.
Mm-hmm.
Which is already.
It's in that. See it in the corner?
There's two draining. Yeah.
Yeah, there's two points of collection that we can dump the water on.
Now, if we were to do a. Right now, the issue is with the water collecting really not in the field, but in the outdoor areas, right?
Yes. I mean, it's like if a tractor had a shop, but that's what you need it for. It's not that we need a separate diameter. What were you thinking, Sergio?
I don't know. There's not a good fix.
I'd say closer to the drainage, closer to the park.
How can, I mean, y'all are the professionals, and you hear what we want. We like that concrete bleacher look. We don't like the drainage issue or the erosion issue. Is there any way to combine all of these desires with the obvious defects of the site?
Yes.
And make it efficient and cost effective?
We're just saying everything is possible. Contractor's saying it's just going to cost a little more money. That's all.
Do we?
I guess the more feasible way to go if we want to save money is to fill in that hole, what you're saying.
Never dig it out.
Well, we're not filling it, we're digging it.
Yeah, we're digging it right.
Remember the.
No, I know that, but would be to level it off. Yes. There we have. So that would be the most feasible.
Be level.
Level it out completely and then just do the aluminum bleachers. Yes. The horrible looking aluminum bleachers. That's what you're saying.
Are there any other options to?
Well, are there? Yeah. Really feel safe.
There's got to be other options.
Because I agree with you about the ugly bleachers. Is there some way to?
Regular aluminum?
Not only that, I think those bleachers are actually less safe than the recessed concrete into the ground.
Okay.
It is a safety issue. I mean, we've noticed it from the middle school when we went to the high school. Completely different in terms of the safety issues.
I just don't want to pass out when I climb up those bleachers at the.
No, I think you can balance the site and do a concrete structure that you can, you know.
For under $250,000?
That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
what if.
$150,000 if you do
what's
existing.
$150,000 extra.
$150,000? With the drainage?
Probably with the drainage, because if you push it down closer to the drain, we're not talking about much.
Are you reducing the height of the retaining wall?
Think about 12-inch pipe or 18?
I got a crazy idea. Right now, there's a mountain there, it looks like it. There's a little hill, right? Instead of digging down, we flatten it out, we solve these issues. But to solve the ugliness of the, or so the unsightliness, I don't want to call them ugly because there's plenty of bleachers out there that I remember that were pretty nice, unsightly aluminum bleachers, is it possible to build a berm to contain a sort of, kind of build our own small area to contain the back end of this? So that way, we're essentially creating a smaller berm. We're keeping the field level, and we're separating it. So that way, we're using our own dirt on top of that. Right. We don't have to bring in dirt. Is that something that we could do and not really incur much more cost?
That is possible. And I'm not sure if Mr. Coronado wants to, people, you all want to be able to walk towards the bleachers and be able to look down. There's a berm in front of you. Is that not a problem? Yes, it is possible.
And we could still do our handicap access. We could still,
but
you know.
It's going to be at the same level.
So no, you could cut in between. Yeah. You could actually cut between the berms and have two sides of that.
There is some space.
Use berms instead of the back. They're safer. You know, we use our own dirt. And we remove the drainage issue. Because you're right. I mean, it's a 10-foot wall. It would be a great security. We'd mitigate a lot of security issues with a giant wall, but in the long run, yeah, it's not going. It looks very inner city. We want to maintain that view.
Open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you will lose the visibility from
the view.
Because the view is awesome.
To the football.
And you want to make sure the home field doesn't have the sun in our eyes. Visitors.
My opinion, guys, is I think we ought to go with filling in 4 feet of that 7-foot bowl and raising up 3 feet or 4 feet, whatever. Yeah, in other words, make it like a 3-foot wall. Because you walk, you can still see over. And you'll still have some, or you can go and you can still see. Kind of like when Cowboy Stadium, you go into it at floor level, but it still sinks down a ways. But your entrance is at a certain level. Here we'll have a 3-foot wall where we can still see over, and the bleacher will start there, and we'll have minimal wall. And we can do like a rock or actually cover that wall with part of it, like Jennifer says, then make it the memorial part with whatever slight of granite that's going to be with the names of. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'd be concerned with tagging on that wall.
But if you do it some type of
granite
where you put the memorial names on there, on that 3 foot.
I don't know, that's the middle ground.
Are we still going to have issues if there's still grade down? No matter what we do?
It could taper it to the sides, no? Okay? You could taper it more. Right. Or maybe, it could. It's kind of landscape, something along the edge or something just to erosion control it. Just something that when you're sitting in the stadium, it's visibly pleasant around the perimeter and it's.
Can't you do that at a level, sort of, and add like a
7-foot? It is going to look like a nice little hole. Security would be a plus on the outside walls, right? Because it's going to be about 10 foot.
It's going to be, if we do that, it's going to be about 7 feet. The retaining plus whatever the fence
on the other side.
Seven, just a level, and then above that, the fence.
The southwest side of it would be
on that corner.
That's a big wall. That's a very big wall.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is.
For a wall.
Similar to kind of Deep High School. If you look into the right, there's
That wall.
But that view, I mean, is different. We're kind of looking at two different areas and two locations. I would go flat, but I mean, I don't know where you guys are at. I'd go flat with maybe that berm. NMSU field where we walk up on it and you use the view, you don't have any drainage issues, and then we're still going to build a wall, but not a 17-foot wall. It's huge.
I'd like to see a couple of scenarios, what Mr. Rodriguez asked for in the beginning, could we have, you know, here's plan A, plan B, plan C with the cost. And, you know, one be the short wall, one be the big wall, one be no wall.
I think we still need a wall no matter what.
No, whatever we're talking about behind the bleachers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, behind the bleachers.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the different scenarios that we've talked about tonight, if you could come back and we could look at it in dollars and cents.
Got it?
And yeah. I guess, too, to make sure with the utmost of certainty that we're not going to be sitting here wringing our hands going, oh, woe is me, the whole place is ruined in 5 years and we've got subsidence and we don't know what to do and we're going to have to tear the whole thing out. That, you know, it would be effective as well as aesthetically pleasing and cost effective.
Did you want for Corkett to put together a fee proposal for each of his options?
I think for three of them, correct, if I'm understanding what we're currently at right now.
The wall, the half wall, and the full wall. I mean, I'm sure it's under $10,000, so we would be
for able him to give us to give us an opinion on this and to give us a. I mean, it doesn't have to be a drawing any better than this. It doesn't have to be, you know, like this is exactly what we're going to build, because we know that we're not going to build all of the different.
So like three like this. Maybe.
Plans. Yeah, it could be. Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Rough.
Some profiles.
Good word. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some profiles and what the cost associated.
Okay. I'm not going to be okay.
Every change is a review.
He was stressed out
of that. Well, we need to be clear on what those
options are.
Options yes. are. Because there's been four options, actually.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of interesting, but what you have is that big holding berm.
Underneath.
Yeah, if you can kind of picture it, it's where the developer a long time ago had built a big berm to hold mm-hmm. water. That's what got left there. That's where the lowest part of the project is being addressed, proposed.
So,
and we thank have, you, have something to do with that dirt.
Okay, so
anyhow,
the three options are no walls, just fill it level.
Make it level with a berm seating.
Design the second option is go down so that you can see over the wall. You know,
like a 3-foot.
Yeah, like, you know, low enough.
Split the difference to 7, view. Yeah.
Right.
And, you know, rail, but like semi-recessed, you could call it. And,
third option would be the 7-foot as it is?
As it is. What the cost would be. But I think you kind of already voiced that, which was about 200,000.
Well, I mean, you could fix the problems of as it is. Like, for example, if you wanted to leave it as it is, maybe one option is just to remove some of the fill on the left side.
Take the remaining.
Just take the dirt out. That would fix your problem. Just export it.
Just get rid of it.
I mean, you can leave it the way it is. You just know that.
Are we not leaving that to grade? Are we not leaving that level? Or are we leaving a hill in what should be the future softball field?
It's a hill. Yeah, it's a hill.
So it's a. We're leaving a hill?
Right, exactly. So you could fix it by leaving it just the way it is, going down bleachers and everything, but just.
Take the dirt from that.
Just take the dirt from that side, just take that pile and just export it and put a retaining wall or something on the right side. You could do that as well.
I guess now I'm completely confused. So we're going to leave the site with a giant hill where a softball field is planned.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we grade? Why wouldn't we plan to grade everything so in the future we don't expend so much? Because we know now, if we do stuff right now, it's going to be a lot less cheaper than if we do it 5 years from now. I really don't understand this now. I'm. Yeah, what's the purpose? I mean, why would we leave, if I'm looking at this right here, A, mm-hmm. you're saying that we're purposely leaving that because of the grading? We're creating that, right? Instead of just removing it all together, putting it all to grade, and saying, well, here's what we expect to do.
You know, what I suggest is why don't we schedule to go see the site?
It's a good idea. It's been a while.
Yeah, that's good.
Saturday?
Saturday?
Sure.
Anyone got anything to do on Saturday?
I'd rather see.
I think it would help us out a lot, honestly. And we could look at it and say, come on.
Frankly, if there's going to be a lot of dirt there on the with the
softball
field or baseball field is going
to
be.
If you all want to meet Saturday, do you want to?
I would rather spend the extra money and grade it and make sure.
Exactly. Get it ready.
Even though we're not going to use it now.
Okay, you're going to.
If you all want to meet Saturday, do you want to visit some of the other stuff?
Excuse me?
Do like a 2-3 hour visit the other stuff? Some of the stuff that's on?
We can do it this Saturday, we can do it the next Saturday. It just depends on any or whatever.
Do it this Saturday.
Yeah, I'd like to do it as soon as possible just so we don't get in trouble.
Yeah, I know. We're going to.
So we won't hold you all up.
We're not going to discuss business. We're just going to walk through it.
I'm
just joking. So if we could post for Saturday then. And then I'll get with you, or do some of the other projects that are
not 8 o'clock.
Hmm?
Not 8 o'clock.
Are we
7:30?
I don't know. I'll get with you.
What?
I'll get with you.
Okay.
Those would be in like
some of the campuses.
Early April.
Yeah.
Right.
But we'll do some of the current projects that are up now. Okay.
Surprise.
And could we see possibly on Saturday when we go? Just, you know, like Mr. Medina said, I don't have it, but the red, very rough. Yeah, just
some concepts.
Elementary.
So that way it's in our head, like how. Okay.
And this is under 10,000, so I think it's within.
Well, actually, it's already, we already hired them for professional services.
Okay.
So we don't. All right, Steve?
Yes.
So we don't have
to. We won't stiff you.
We won't, promise.
We got.
Just a discount. No,
another one.
Discount, double check. Nothing check.
Really?
Okay. So we're good, right?
Good.
Okay. I guess if no other discussion, can we go to the next agenda item?
Do we need four wheelers?
What kind?
No motion or anything.
So just quads is fine. But we'd be a perfect kind of deal, right?
Okay.
Well, you know what? We'll meet here and just.
Yeah.
Can we take the bus or?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We hitch it.
I fixed it.
And get burritos at Brady's?
Okay. There you go.
Breakfast
and leave.
Oh, wow.
Ugo.
Did he already?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You are.
I guess that's fine.
These are.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ugo. Appreciate it.
Do we need more?
You don't want them?
Recycle.
It goes on. With you Saturday.
I will.
You let us know the time.
Do you need
right?
These back? Okay.
Okay.
I started turning the bomb.
Oh,
sorry.
It was awesome. What else?
Thank you very much.
Good.
This is for the next item.
This is what?
Thank you.
Security?
That's for you.
Same Donaldson.
Okay. So I'll be
like D.
Okay.
Well, it's 13-10.
So now we're on the next agenda item. If you could read that into record.
Item C, discussion and possible action regarding RFP for security services, Mr. Gatlin.
Mr. Gatlin, is this a RFP?
That is a draft copy that we started working on, and I did get notification from Ms. Brigham Friday that she wanted to put this on tonight's meeting. So I actually was planning on starting on this today, but since we're going to have it on the agenda, I started working on it Friday to get you an idea of what it's going to look like in the timeline. So the second page there will show you a little bit of the timeline of what we're looking at.
Okay.
So hopefully we can get it.
What we needed to do, since it wasn't in this current budget, it was supposed to be on the Tuesday's meeting, so we're just saying if we could go out for the proposal.
Okay.
So all I need is a motion, right? Can I get a motion to go out for RFP for security services?
I'll second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. I have a question just real quick. When, sure. Do you know when you'll bring it back then? When will it go out on the streets?
Well, if we can, when are you going to take it to the next meeting?
We have a meeting on the 12th. Can you provide it in our Friday packet within what?
Sure, we could change the date. So I just wanted to, I know you wanted to move on it, so I was trying to get it as soon as possible, but that's not an issue.
So when are you thinking? When are you thinking of it being out on the street?
Well, if you're going to have the meeting on the 12th, we could still advertise it on the 5th. If you approve it that night, we'd advertise it on April the 5th and April the 12th. The 2 weeks that we could close it. The proposal due date would be April 19th.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. Yes. I have a motion and a second. If there's no discussion, can I pull the board?
Hang on one second. We're under number one, the introduction, the consultant will provide.
That's one thing I want to ask you tonight. I want a little bit of clarification exactly what you're looking for. Do you want a firm to come in here and evaluate our complete district to let us know where our faults are, what we need to change, or do you want to go for a company that's actually going to provide security for us?
No. It's good. Well, what we're doing is an assessment right now, and if they want to provide, we want it to have it all inclusive so we could say yes or no.
Okay. So you want to provide, you know, what it would cost for new cameras?
Well, assessment and recommendation based on threat assessment, security.
On the third page at the top where it says introduction, put a little bit of, excuse me, I'm sorry, information on what the consultant might provide.
Ms. Brigham told us a week or so ago that our own...
Yes, we have that to present to you. The district has done an extensive amount of work on our EOP audits that we completed, I think it was 2 years ago.
And there's no reason to reinvent the wheel on that. We shouldn't have to pay somebody to do what we've already done. That's, they might look over it,
right,
correct, and apply it to see how it...
And what I was thinking, Ms. Searles, is that, and I was going to put this, I'm meeting with the draft. He just gave it to me right before I talked to you all. That we could also put that within the RFP, and then that what they can look at is if this is enough, they may need to add to it, or
yeah,
mm-hmm. And then they can use this. I think you said it before. They can use this as a base.
Yeah.
Right, and that would keep, do some of the legwork that we've already done.
Yeah, and take a little of the cost exactly. Out of right. That.
Because there was a tremendous amount of work done.
Well, we can say review that.
They would have to review it. I mean,
our
park
plan and make suggestions about
and
what
Mr.
else we might.
Yeah, who's familiar with that plan?
I'm familiar. I'm part of the EOP team.
Yeah, and Mr. Gonzalez.
So whoever is most familiar with the plan would meet with whoever we pick. To say,
I would think the EOP committee, the team themselves, and the safety.
Okay.
Como?
Be a part of as far as possibly someone else. Well, the EOP team, we have a representative from each campus and each department, so
that, you know, instead of just here's our book, you can read it, figure it out. That there would be some interaction. So that whoever's reading the book would also get a personal guide to take them through it.
Definitely. So we would want a pre-bid meeting to explain to them what we want them to present to us as far as the proposal.
Exactly.
And that would be when we would get the team together and tell them this
and
is what
give them a copy of the
right. This is what we have. And what
this
we
sounds
want
good.
To see.
Okay. Any other questions? No. Can we pull the board then?
Mr. Coronado.
Yes.
Mrs. Gonzalez.
Yes.
Mr. Medina?
Yes.
Mrs. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mrs. Searle?
We can do it.
Yes.
And me, yes.
Mrs. Mendoza, I'm sorry.
I thought I was your favorite.
What did you call it? Mr. Medina?
No, she didn't.
Mrs. Medina?
No, completely. No, it was not Mrs. Medina. It was just... blank.
It wasn't even
it's just silence.
Okay, that will take us to the next item.
Item D, discussion and possible action regarding RFQ for external auditors, Mr. Gatlin.
Okay.
Again, I'm not sure what you want to hear from me tonight, but the RFQ is on the streets. It's been on the streets for almost 2 weeks. It's going to close on March the 15th. Give us enough time to evaluate it, take it to you, and be available and have somebody online to do our audit starting after June 1st.
Okay. I just put this on the item because last time we had discussed going out for the RFQ, and so if there needed to be any discussion. If not, it's already been out, so we wouldn't need to.
The information I placed before you on that one sheet with the highlighted, that's the people that have actually looked at the bid. That doesn't mean they're going to respond to it. That just means that they went to our website and they looked at the bid. So I highlighted four of them that I think are possibly good candidates. I don't know if they're going to submit a bid or not, but those are the two. There's some of them are just people that actually go out and look at bids, and they send them to people like that on the annual.
And this is in keeping with our policy. I know that
another issue we're going to have to discuss before we award this is what the policy is going to be as far as the rotation and all that.
Do you have any questions? Do you have
as the time goes forward, because I read you had a wonderful report that was written. But as time goes forward, that will become more relevant.
It's not going to make any difference in the as far as the proposals that will be when it comes time to award it. That's what we're going to have to write.
Okay. Any questions, then?
Is there anything that Mr. Rodriguez would like to say?
Just wondering if you wanted to discuss the policy now, or should we create an agenda item for the Finance Committee or the Policy Committee to discuss whether we want to continue with the mandatory rotation of the external auditor every 5 years, or do we want to suspend that policy?
I think what we should wait is to see what actually happens and then leave the current policy, and then if we needed to suspend it at that point, we could suspend it. And
are we at that 5 year?
Huh?
Are we at that 5 year currently? Mm-hmm. You be questioned, sorry.
Freshman. Any other questions? No? Okay, that will take us to the next item.
Item 3, executive session. The time is now 7:31 p.m. and the meeting is to be closed under Texas Government Code Section 551.071 and 551.074 for discussion with the with and receive advice from legal counsel regarding status and the audit for discussion and updates on any personal matters regarding some employees.
That's enough, man. I said, forgetting Mendoza. That's all right. She called me Mendoza the other day. She's so polite.
Okay, he's gonna put it on the left hand so you guys can sign it right now.
Oh, good.
I'm so excited about that.
Is that okay?
I'm just gonna tell you.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's gonna write them, you guys.